It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Kansas knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough shop talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Collins Center. We're on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas. After a Lady Raven win in the opening game, it's now the guys' turn. And Benedictine being hosted by Baker here in the heart of American Athletic Conference. Welcome, everyone. We got Joseph producing and engineering at the Game Radio Sports Studio. Tom Calso here, courtside. And you can hear a lot of racket down. The crowd, not as big as it sounds, but I tell you what we've got. I'm going to guess we got 75 football guys over here, okay? And they've got pool noodles, and they've got banners, and you know what they're doing? They're having a great time. That's what it's all about here for the fans, and they are going to cheer on their hometown Wildcats here tonight. With that, let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for Baker and head coach Sean Dooley. Wildcats come into the game at 9-14. They're 7-8 in the conference. Going to be starting Miles Tucker. He's a 6'2 senior from Ottawa, Illinois. It'll be Alex Gunnels. He's a 5'11 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. Went to North Kansas City High School. From Kansas City, Missouri's Park Hill High School, it's going to be a freshman, 6'4" Cam Jones. at 6'3", senior Luke McDonald's from Lee Summit, Missouri. And rounding it out as this team has really recruited the Kansas City, Missouri area. How about Lucas Lyons from Lone Jack? He's a junior at 6'8". For Benedictine, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peeran, assistant Adam Reichel. Ravens are going to be starting Preston Reynolds, a grad guy. He's from Leawood, Kansas. Johnny Mission East. Jack Vanderwitty from Noakesville, Virginia, the 6'4 junior. Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit, a senior at 6'2". It'll be Aiden Sullivan, a 6'8 junior from Lenexa. And there are your Ravens starters tonight. Oh, yeah. Did I mention Declan Sullivan out of South Bend, Indiana? Sophomore, 6'1". The ball up, the tip away, and Baker in the home white clear it away. Wildcats will have the ball up on top as we're just getting underway here tonight. Long, long three. Air ball about 3 feet wide to the right side, and it lands out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. Preston brings it in, and it'll be Deglet into the forecourt with it for the Ravens. Half a minute gone. BC out on top. Here's going to be Jack. Stepping inside Bryson. Goes to the block. Feeds it in the middle, Aiden, underneath the Declan. Up the shot, nope, rebound. Baker. Scoreless game, each team with a possession. Neither team with a point. Here's a runner in the lane, missing. The follow shot is going to go up and in, and Miles Tucker's going to have the first point of the ball game. Baker is going to lead early, 2-0, and we are 1 minute in. Ravens out on top, Declan Sullivan. And we get a whistle off the ball. The official from down to the baseline is going to roll up here and let us know the foul is going to be on Baker, and Lucas Lyons picking up his first. Head coach Sean Dooley questions the official as he goes by him over to the scorer's table to make that call. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's a little jump shot up and good. And the first point of the game for Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. Back up with it. Here come the Wildcats just outside the square. The shot misses. Here comes Benedictine. Preston coming up with the rebound. Look at Deglin race to the other end of the floor, putting it up and in. Sullivan's first bucket of the game, and the Ravens go up 4-2. 18:20 to go in the opening half. Turned around from 15. Knocked it down. Quick hitter from Cam Jones. Ties the game at 4. We're not quite 2 minutes in, so quite a bit of scoring in the early moments of the ball game. Tom Stein with the basketball. Vanderwoody back over to the right. Cross court to Jack. He'll go 3. Gets his own rebound. Drives into the lane. Loses the handle on it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. They'll say it was touched by one of the Wildcat players. Benedictine will have it in at their baseline. It'll be Declan Sullivan doing the inbound work. Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, and LaRue, the BC 5 right now. 17:45 to go. Baseline turnaround, jump shot short. Rebound is going to be tipped around and cleared away by Cam Jones. Here come the Wildcats. Taking it down the left side is going to be Miles Tucker. Tucker will drive all the way to the baseline. Backing in. It's going to be punched and knocked away by Bryson. And the official says, yeah, there was a foul in that somewhere. So LaRue will have his first foul. Team fouls are going to be even up at 1 apiece. Baker will inbound it from the left side of the lane at the baseline. They'll look it off on top and swing it over to the edge. Top side is going to be Jimmy Dorsey. Now, don't give me that 40s big band talk. Here's a shot from the top. It's off, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Sullivan clears it away, and Aiden gets the rebound. Declan brings it up to the right side. Bryson, wide to the right side. And a rebound cleared away again by the Wildcats. Still a 4-4 ball game at 17-17 to go in the opening half. Baker over to the left side. Jimmy goes across the lane. The ball batted away. Picked back up by Dorsey. He will feed underneath, and they'll have to bring it out on top. Raven defense is good. Three-point shot missing. And Preston rebounds it down, gets it over to Declan Sullivan, full speed, runs into the forecourt, backed into the lane, rotates, turns, shoots in traffic, the shot misses, kept up and missed by Aiden. but he'll come down with the board. Ravens keep the ball alive. The feed over to the left side to Jack. Vanderwood is going to buck a step and hit the sideline, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 16:44 to go in the opening half. It's a 4-4 ball game. Benedictine at Baker tonight. And walking it up the floor, here comes the Wildcat offense. Top side with it for Baker. It's going to be Canels in the game. Alex, 5'11 junior from North Kansas City. Here's a feed in the middle. The shot is up and good, and Baker goes in front. It is 6-4 Wildcat. 16:20 to go. Out on top, the Ravens. BC keeping the ball way up high. Now they try to feed in the middle, and it's going to go off Benedictine and off Sullivan. They'll say off his knee. So for the Wildcats, Miles Tucker, Cam Jones, Lucas Lyons, each with two. For Benedictine, Declan Sullivan and Branson LaRue with two apiece. So Baker with a two-point lead at 6-4. 4 minutes into the game, and Wildcats have the basketball. They'll take it down the right side. Declan reaches in to bat the ball away, and he's going to be called for a foul. Sullivan not happy with that. Declan usually not a guy to show a ton of emotion, but we're getting a little bit out of him right there. Very frustrated with that call. Coach Moody not saying anything, but Coach Peer, he's in the hip pocket of the official right in front of the Raven bench. So Baker with a two-point lead to the basketball. They'll pull up for a set shot three that rolls off the rim, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Vanderwoody coming up with the basketball, and here comes Declan. Sullivan will slide right, pulls up from 16, in and out, missed it. And only white jerseys beneath the goal. The defensive rebound belongs to Baker. 15 and a half to play in the half. A three, nope, rebound. Going down, it's going to be Preston. He will feed it over to the right side to Jack. And again, Vanderwoody comes absolutely unaware of where he's standing on the floor. First time, last possession on the left side. He steps back out of bounds. This time on the right side in front of the Baker bench. He steps back out of bounds. And he has wasted two Raven possessions. We're at 15-15 to go in the first half. Baker with a basketball and a two-point lead. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Over to the right side, Cam Jones underneath, goes up, goes in, hits the bucket, draws a foul, and the whistle is going to be on Aiden Sullivan. It'll be Aiden's first, the Ravens' third, and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play that did not take us to the timeout because we're 15:03 to go. First half. Free throw, kicks off, no good. It is 8-4 Wildcats. BC up court with it. Declan, top side to Preston. Back over to the right side to Vanderrooney. Stays in play this time. Gets it back in the middle, in the lane, turning around. Preston Reynolds, the running jump shot, good. 8-6 Baker. 14 and a half to go. First half moving along pretty briskly. Cam Jones gets it over to Gunnels. Lobs it down low outside the block. Dropping a shoulder, trying to back in is Obasaki. Eli Obasaki has just come into the game. He's a big guy out there. 6'7" junior, and a feed into the middle. The shot up and good. 10-6 Baker. 14 minutes to play in the first half. Jimmy Dorsey hits that shot. Kick pass underneath. Sullivan all alone for the easy bunny. Aiden with two. Preston, Deglin, Bryson, Aiden. Each with two for the Ravens. Benedictine, Trittica, 10-8. 13:40 and rolling along in the opening half. Wildcats have the ball midpoint between the top of the key and the center circle. They'll start to step into the lane, pull up from 17, hits the back of the rim, is no good, tipped up, missed. Rebounding it down is going to be Vanderwoody. Ravens up the floor. Running it up in the forecourt is going to be Deglin. He'll swing it over to the left elbow, keep the dribble alive. Cut it back to the right, plays off the screen from Preston. Reynolds will take it on the right side of the lane now. Spin into the lane, turn and shoot and score from 8. Preston is the first guy for Benedictine to have hit a second shot, and he ties the game at 10. 13 minutes to play, opening half. Baker back down the floor. They'll rotate it left, down to the left block. The hook shot from in the lane is going to miss. But Obasaki and the Ravens are going to be back on offense. Declan backs into the lane, goes in and up, misses a driving layup. No foul called. Back up with it is going to come Baker. 12:40 to play in the opening half. Now the ball's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to come up with a steal and a foul in the backcourt. Keeps Benedictine from going the length of the court for a throwdown. And we're going to get a media timeout. That foul, by the way, on Eli Obasaki. Timeout of the court with 12 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half in Baldwin City. It's the Benedictine Ravens and Baker University tied at 10.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Collins Center. 12 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half. And the Ravens and the Wildcats tied at 10. Benedictine, well, here's one thing they haven't done. They haven't tested the bench a lot. All of the stats, all of the numbers belong to the starting five. Preston Reynolds, 2 out of 3, shooting the ball. Declan, 1 of 4. Bryson, 1 of 2. Aiden, 1 of 1. And Vanderwoody, 0 for 2. And coming out of the timeout, BC will make a couple of substitutions, bringing both Harrison Kisling and Vince Duca into the game. Here we go. Ravens will put it in play out of the timeout, and we are back underway. 12.5 to go. As BC comes into the forecourt, Harrison will feed underneath. Preston turns, shoots, misses. Rebound is going to be saved by Vince. The three, buried from the left side. That is Vanderwoody. He will get his first points of the game, and the Ravens go up 13-10 at 12:16 to play first half. Tom Stein is going to be Xavier McCord for Baker. Xavier is a 6'5 senior from Cheyenne, Wyoming. The baseline shot is up and missing. Benedictine's got to come down with a rebound. Outlet into the forecourt, right side. Bryson kicks it out on top, loses it, able to pick it back up on a dribble. Tarks down the left side, keeps it on the wing. Preston between the circles, behind him it'll go to Harrison. For a minute I thought Kissing was going to take that shot from about 24 feet, then he doesn't. Back it away, Vanderbilt's baseline, 3 rims out. Baker coming up with a basketball. Up the floor is Ethan Veets, a 5'10 senior from Coffeyville. Wildcats in the home white. The feed underneath the rim, way under the rim, maybe too far under the rim, but reaching out with the long arms and kicking it behind his head and off the window and good. Count the bucket for Eli Obasaki. 13-12, Ravens up 1. 11 minutes to play, opening half. Kissling with a basketball. Harrison pivoting with the left foot, in trouble finally. Preston comes over to give him an option. Back out to Harrison, heels at the center circle. Plays off Preston's screen. Now Reynolds into the lane, feeds underneath, and a terrible bounce pass. Vince scrums for the loose basketball, and we're going to get a shot clock violation. I thought maybe they were going to call a jump ball, but they let them scrum for the basketball long enough to get the shot clock violation. Ravens are going to take Bryson LaRue out of the game and into the lineup. It'll be Larry Parker the third. So Kissling with Parker, Duca, Reynolds, and Vanderwoody. 13-12, Benedictine by 1. 10:40 to play, opening half. Baker over to the left side. Way out on the wing. Looking into the middle is going to be Luke McDonald. Pass goes in. Obasaki. Back it in on Benze. Back it in. Trying to get a shot away. Falls away. Shot up. Missing. Parker with a rebound. Benedictine coming up the floor. Here is Kisling. Harrison, top side. Preston to Jack. To Preston. One hand push pass. Kisling drives in, gets doubled up, feeds it across. Vanderwoody sidesteps the defender, launches a three, doesn't go. Rebound, Wildcat. 10 minutes to go and a half. It is a low-scoring game. 13-12. Skip pass over to the right side. Now the ball is going to be thrown away on top, and that's going to take us to a media break. We are on a, 13-12, 50 points to win a game, kind of a pace right now. Trust me, it'll pick up. Time out on the floor. 9:51 to go in the opening half in Baldwin City. It's Benedictine 13, Baker 12.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Crowd has developed here as the evening has worn on. Some Raven fans, some student participation here on the campus thing. We got a pretty good ball game going on. 13-12, Ravens in front. Low scoring, but closely fought. 9:51 to go in the first half. And for Benedictine, coming into the game for the first time this evening is going to be Drew Purdy, the Ravens 6'8 sophomore from Olathe East High School. Drew is going to come into the game, and we're going to have Declan Sullivan out there with him, Vince Duca, Larry Parker III, and Harrison Kisling. A little bit of a different look. The Ravens have a couple of bigs in there, and here's a back door, the driving shot. Give Declan the bucket. Sullivan has four, and the Ravens go up 15-12. 9:40 to play in the first half. Wildcats with the basketball way up top side. Xavier McCord out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, has the ball. Pumps it over to the left side to McDonald. Luke kicks it down to the baseline. No room. Back out of top, McCord. He will drive in, go in. Shot deflected. Rebound it down. It's going to be Kissing, and the Ravens are going to run. Over to the right side to Deglin. Sullivan crosses in the middle. It's going to be knocked away and saved to Duca. Back top side. Deglin, it's three. Buries it. Deglin Sullivan with seven. 18-12 Benedictine. Their largest lead of the game is they're up six. Inside nine to play in the opening half. Wildcats at home and home whites with orange and black lettering and trim. Here's a turnaround from in the lane. And kind of a sideways shot. Falling backward. It's up and good for Jimmy Dorsey. 18-14 Benedictine. 8:35 to go. First half. No quarters. It's guys basketball, for goodness sake. Harrison feeds underneath the pin, say. Lost the handle on it a little bit. Gets knocked to the floor. The shot goes awry, and Baker comes up with a basketball. They'll run into the forecourt, trailing only by four. A little drive into the lane. Nice job by Larry to get down the court and cut off Ethan Veach. Back to the left again. It's going to be Ethan, and he will suck a step to the baseline. Maybe is this court a little narrower than regulation? Because we have had now three turnovers by shooters way out near the side, just above the baseline, probably backboard high from the baseline, stepping back and stepping on the line. Ravens are going to bring Aiden Sullivan back in for Bense. Inside eight to go in the half. Deglin goes left side. Comes out on top. Aiden. Now Kisling, shot clock hits to 10. Aiden has the top side, had a shot, passes up. Shot clock to 5, three-pointer. Wow, Harrison Kisling. Yikes, what a great shot that was. He needed to take it, time was running down, and from long, long range, he just squared up and threw it in. Here's a Baker three on the other end. It's off the rim, bounces up and bounces in for Lucas Lyons. 21-17. Ravens in front with 7:17 to go. BC out on top. Drew Purdy over to Larry. Marker gets it back to Kissling. Wildcats stay with a really aggressive player defense off the right block. Sullivan backs in, twists, turns, shoots, doesn't get it to fall. A little too hard off the backboard. And the upcourt pass, and we're going to get a foul on Parker. For Larry, it'll be his first. It'll be Benedictine's fourth team foul. And for the Wildcats, we're going to get Cam Jones back into the game. It'll be Baker basketball right between the Benedictine bench and the scorer's table. Shot clock at 25. 6:50 to go in the first half. To drive to the baseline, the feed into the lane. The ball deflected on top and knocked out of bounds by Kissling, showing some quick hands to react and kind of deflect that thing away. They try to pass it deep into the corner, and Harrison out on the elbow was able to bat it free. Sullivan will be guarding Miles Tucker on the inbound. 6:40 to go in the first half. Ravens in front, 21-17. Baker with the ball. They're going to just square up, go the long three, and miss it. Parker clears the board. BC up four with it. Here's Deglin. He'll back up. He's just going to square up, throw up a three. Just spins all the way around the rim and kicks away. Does not go in. It's still 21-17. The feed to the top. The Baker three. No. Rebound. Offensive board swept down by Luke McDonald. His pass underneath is going to be batted. And BC is able to keep that thing alive. That was great hustle for the Ravens defensively. And now it's going to be knocked away from Parker from behind. And BC turns it over. And right now, this game's getting a little wild. The feed to the left. The kick to the top. The drive into the free throw line. Looking to the outside. Now defense steps back on the three-point shot from the corner. No good. Ravens are going to get it back. And again, right now, these two clubs are just running end to end, firing up shots, but nobody putting any points on the board. Still 21-17. 5.5 to go in the first half. Harrison Kissling, top side to Larry, into the corner. Here's Purdy's first shot. Nope. Rebound pulled down by Aiden. A defender in front of him, so he couldn't go back up with the putback. So he's going to dribble it out to the top side and reset the offense, guarded closely by Luke McDonald. Shot clock at 8. Into the corner. Purdy will go again. Doesn't get that one either. So he is 0 for his first two shots, and we're down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. The feed over to the right side. Back it away. No room. Kick it out on top to McDonald. He'll square up. No defender in front of him. Launches and misses a three. The defense is just dropping off the guys from the outside because no one is hitting the perimeter shot. 4:44 to go, and the first half, and we're going to have a timeout, Raven. Let's take a break. 4:49 to go in the half. We're in Baldwin City, Kansas. It's a Benedictine Ravens 21, Baker University 17.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
When you look at the scoreboard and you're like 4:49 to go in the opening half, it's a 21-17 game. Now, Benedictine's in front by four, but we are, you know, over 15 minutes in with 21 points. And you look up there and you go, how did that happen? Are we playing really good defense out there? Or what's happening? Well, perhaps it is really good defense that is contributing to not very good shooting. Let's be very candid here for Baker. Well, let's start with the Ravens. Ravens, 37%, 9 of 24. 3 of 10 from outside, 30%. Neither one just sterling numbers, but not terrible, terrible. No free throws tonight. But for Baker, 8 of 24, hitting a third of their shots. But from the outside, Wildcats are 1 of 11. And a brisk 9% three-point shooting for Baker tonight. So for Benedictine, frankly, they've got to be very happy that Baker's not shooting any better than they are. And that has allowed BC to maintain this five-point lead. Coming out of the timeout, Preston Reynolds back at the game. He will spin and get the point-blank layup and missed it. Here comes Baker, transitions down the court, missed it, follow-up, missed it. We get contact and a foul. Whistle's going to be called on Benedictine. It'll be on Vince Duca. Ravens have 19 rebounds so far to Baker's 14, but neither team hitting shots. Again, that would bring us to a score like this. First free throw is going to be up and good. Duca picks up his first foul, the Ravens' fifth. Second free throw is going to be up and good. And so for the Wildcats, Cam Jones, after missing his first free throw of the game, will hit two there. It is now 21-19, Benedictine by a pair. 4:15 to go in the first half. Ravens have not scored a point in, gosh, 4.5 minutes. Until that shot right there by Jack. Vandermoody in the lane, falling away, lands on the ground, but is able to hit the two-point shot, 23-19. So before that bucket, it was 8.5 on the scoreboard clock the last time the Ravens had scored. 23-19, Benedictine coming up with a defensive rebound off the missed shot, and they're going to reset the offense right in front of the Baker bench, and the three is on its way, will not fall. And Bryson LaRue still with only 2 points this evening. 3.5 to go in the first half. That's an NBA range three. And it's way, way short. The long rebound pulled down by Baker. In the lane, spinning around and spitting it out on top to Miles Tucker. Canales has it on the left side. They'll feed it to the block. Shot clock at 6. Here's a runner with 3. It misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. And these teams continue to struggle to get anything on the board. 50 could win this one tonight. Here's a runner from the left side. Deglin for 2. Sullivan hits the driving layup. Time out of the court. We're down to 3:04 to go in the opening half here in Baldwin. Benedictine 25, Baker 19.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Today's Hit Country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's Hit Country, Hot Country, 93.7.
For the Ravens have survived so far what was over a 4-minute scoreless stretch. And as Baker puts the ball in play, we get down to 3 minutes to go in the opening half. It is a 25-19 Benedictine lead on the road here tonight. Baker will get it into the forecourt, work it over to the right side. Looking into the middle, great defense by Preston Reynolds. And now at the baseline, Jimmy Dorsey tries to back in. The official sound on the baseline says, Jimmy, just stepped on the baseline. Again, a player steps on the out-of-bounds and the Ravens are going to be the beneficiary of the turnover with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the half. It's a 25-19 Benedictine lead. It will tie their largest advantage of the game at 6. 15 on the shot clock. Deglin plays off a screen. Looking to drive in. Does. Back to the rim. Kicks it over again to Bryson. And he is going to be fouled on the left side of the lane. The foul is going to be on Miles Tucker. It'll be his first. Shot clock is going to be reset to 20 with 2:21 to go in the half. Baker's going to make a substitution as they're going to go to the bench. It's going to be Luke McDonald back in. Here's a follow-away shot, but prior to Vandermoody's shot, contact and a foul. And that's going to be on that aforementioned Luke McDonald who just comes in. He'll get his first foul. Luke McDonald, I could pick him out of the floor. He's got the lime green Seattle Seahawks lime green shoes. Raven shot, no. Rebound. Here comes Baker. The feed over to the right side, passing up the open three. They're rotating it, reverse it, counterclockwise, stepping into the lane, and then the back door, undefended layup from the right side is going to be up and good. Lucas Lyons. Lucas picking up his seventh point of the game, and the Raven lead trimmed 25-21. We're at a minute 45 to go in the opening half. Topside Deglin drives to the free throw line, keeps the dribble alive and back to eight, crosses over, goes to the left. Bryson has it way out on the elbow near the 28-foot mark, and a defender comes up and tries to reach in to steal the ball away. And in the process, it'll be a foul picked up. The foul is going to be on Miles Tucker. It'll be his second foul of the ball game, and team fouls are even up now at five on each club. A minute and a half to go in the half. Ravens have the ball up four. Right side, Preston draws a double cover. Back out on top, LaRue for three. Nope. Rebound underneath, Baker. Cam Jones will bring it down, and he will bring it up. Goes all the way to the other end of the floor, and as he heads for the rim, Preston Reynolds fouls him. Preston's first foul on the Ravens, sixth. But coming to the free throw line, a couple of shots here for Cam Jones. Again, Cam, the 6'4 freshman from Kansas City's Parkdale High School. Free throw is up and good. Cam has been a real highlight for this team tonight. He's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, has 7 points. He's tied for his team's scoring lead. He's got one more free throw. That one does not go in, and the Ravens are rebounded away. 25-22, Benedictine with a minute 11 to go in the first half. Deglin Sullivan standing fully in the center circle. Slows it down, lets his team work the offense. So feed over to the left block. Aiden underneath, rotates, spins. Left-handed hook shot good. Aiden Sullivan's fourth point of the day. 27-22 Ravens in the last minute now. Way out top side, McDonald. He'll spin to the right side. Down the side of the lane he goes. Puts up a right-hand floating shot. Up, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Coach Moody on his feet saying, hey, you can take your time. 40 seconds left in the half. Here's Deglin, backs in, loses it, picks it up, falls away in traffic. The shot is going to be well off the mark. And the shot clock goes off, and Baker will trail at halftime. But the question is, by how many? Wildcats will walk into the forecourt, taking it across at the center. Canales will slide over to the left side, 15 seconds, 14 seconds, just dribbling and holding it up topside. 11 seconds, now 10, they'll institute the play. Bounce over to the right side to Cam. 6 seconds. Jones starts to the baseline, and they're going to call Deglin for a foul. Foul number two by Deglin Sullivan. He is the first Benedictine player to collect the second foul. And with that, he's going to check out. Last thing coach wants is with 5 seconds left and a half for Deglin to pick up a third foul. Harrison Kissling will come in, and Baker's going to come to the free throw line. A couple of shots. Front half of something good. One more shot coming up here for Cam. He has been fantastic. Second free throw. He'll get them both. Cam Jones, absolutely the highlight for Baker in the first half. And the Benedictine lead now is 27-24. Ravens, 5 seconds to get a shot off. Into the forecourt with four. Driving down the right side. Harrison stripped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it's touched last by Kissling. And Baker's going to have it in with 0.2. Kissling very upset. He thought he'd been fouled. The ball's going to come in, and that is going to get us to the half. It was a fast first half. It was a kind of wild first half. It was a slow-scoring first half. And we'll be back to summarize it. Teams are headed off the flooring on their way to the locker room. It's intermission in the guys' game here in Baldwin City. Benedictine 27, Baker 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to a little bit of a halftime break. Benedictine leading at 27-24. They're going to have a little halftime entertainment going out here. So while they're doing that, recapping the scoring for you. For Baker, we talked about Cam Jones. He's been great. 9 points. 7 for Lucas Lyons. It drops into Jimmy Dorsey's 4. Obasaki and Tucker, 2 apiece. For Benedictine, how about Deglan Sullivan? He has 9. So Deglan's 9 leads the way. 5 for Jack. 4 apiece. Aiden Sullivan and Preston Reynolds in 2. Bryson LaRue, Harrison Kissling hitting a 3 off the bench. When we talked about the shooting, all right, and just when you thought it could not get any worse for Baker, it did. Baker, they were 1 of 11. Well, now they are 1 of 12 three-point shooting, 8.3%. So that's not too great. They're 9 of 30 from the floor, 30%. For Benedictine, 37% on 12 of 32, hitting a quarter of the three-point shots at 3 of 12. Rebounds, 23 and 20. That's a whole lot of rebounds in the course of a first half. But that all said, second half lines up to be very, very exciting. No player on either team with much in the way of fouls. One guy on each team with 2. Nobody with more than that. So it's going to be a big, big second half. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. Lady Ravens with a huge win in game 1. We'll see if there's a Ravens sweep. And we'll be back to bring you the second half. But right now, with the intermission score, Benedictine Ravens 27, Baker 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some halftime.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusd.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Of course, tomorrow night is Thursday night, and we'll have Sports Look for you, where Tom and Gus Katz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Following Sports Look, we'll have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he will talk to the coaches of ACCHS, JCN, Atchison High, and, of course, Marhill Mount Academy. Join him immediately following Sports Look on Thursday evenings. Coming up this Friday, Tom Couts will be traveling to Effingham, Kansas for the ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge series. The girls will take to the court around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Then on Saturday, we will have Benedictine Ravens action as they will be going to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. It's a high noon game for the women. The men will take to the court at 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the women's score in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Naughty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look at the women's scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Culver Stockton beating Central Methodist 66-45. It was Clark over William Penn by 2 points, 69-67. Grandview beat Park with a final score of Grandview 66, Park 60. In the Mount Mercy-Graceland game, it was Mount Mercy all the way, 85 points to Graceland's 55 points. Missouri Baptist had a 56-53 victory over Missouri Valley. William Woods fell to Mid-America Nazarene, with Mid-America Nazarene taking home a 70-17 victory over William Woods. And in the Benedictine game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Lady Ravens 85-Baker's 57. I'll be back with the men's scores in just a minute.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
At about halfway through the first period in the Missouri Baptist-Missouri Valley game, it's Missouri Baptist again on top, 27-16. With about 3 minutes left in the first, Clark is leading William Penn by 6 points. It's Clark 36, William Penn 30. Culver Stockton at the half is trailing Central Methodist by 1 point, with Central Methodist at 33, Culver Stockton 32. Graceland is ahead of Mount Mercy with about 2 minutes left in the first, with 44 points on the board to Mount Mercy's 36. At the half in the Park Grandview game, it's Park on top, 31-29 in the men's game. William Woods is leading Mid-America Nazarene at the half, 45-37. In this game, we've got the Ravens up by 3 at 27-Baker's 24 at the half. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs,
Daily food specials and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass. You won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening shift to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5. Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink. And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink. Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday, with daytime highs approaching 62. 55, chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 37 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 37 out there with the wind at nominal 2 miles per hour out of the south. Relative humidity, 54%. The air quality is good. The dew point's 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's holding steady at 30.27 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Collins Center here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, a fellow member with Benedictine of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Both teams are out of the court now and have come out of the locker room. Second half is imminent. It is a 27-24 Raven lead, getting set to go to the second half. Again, first half saw both teams just not get a lot of points on the board. Baker 9 of 30 shooting the ball. Quite a few shots, but a 30% clip, and 1 of 12 three-point shooting, 8.3% from the outside. I don't think that's exactly what head coach Sean Dooley had in mind. For the Ravens, a little better, and that is, frankly, enough better to have given them this three-point lead. Ravens 12 out of 32 shooting, 37.5%, and 3 of 12 from 3. Baker has stayed in this game at the free throw line, candidly. Benedictine has not shot a free throw yet tonight. Baker doing a good job at the free throw line at 5 of 7. That all said, we're set to go to the second half. Wildcats in the home whites with orange and black. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Care Radio tomorrow night. Gus and I are going to be with you for Sports Look right after Brian Hagan's renowned evening report. Going to get over about 5:20 or so, depending on what all is happening around the area. And Gus and I will get you caught up on all the things going on. High school, college, BC, Heart of America Athletic Conference, and a lot more. So we'll be talking about a ton of things. Sports Look tomorrow on Care Radio. Friday night, it'll be high school hoops. And then Saturday afternoon, Benedictine on the road there longest road trip left, which doesn't have to be too long because you've only got two road trips left. Braves are going to be at Mount Mercy, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Saturday. You'll hear it on Care Radio. The ladies game at noon and the guys game at 2 o'clock. Coming out of the court to begin the second half, it'll be Miles Tucker with Jimmy Dorsey, Alex Gannells, Cam Jones, and Lucas Lyons for Baker. For Benedictine, Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderrooty. Deglin, Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, Aiden, Sullivan, the Ravens are going to have the ball to begin the second half. We're underway. For Benedictine, they'll be going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Vanderrooty pulls up and hits a quick three. 15 seconds into the second half. Vanderrooty picking up his 8th point of the game. 30-24. And for the third time, the Ravens go up by 6. Here's a three on the other end. Buried from deep in the left corner. There was a dagger by Eli Obaseki. So Baker immediately answers that Benedictine long shot. It is 30-27. Here's a three. Sullivan, and that is Aiden taking a three. It's well off to the left side, and the long rebound cleared away by Baker. Wildcats up the floor. Tucker has it on top, kicks it over to Gannell. Now driving into the lane. Little bunny hop turning from 12. It's going to roll around and roll in. And the Wildcats have come out shooting. Cam Jones has 11. And it's 30-29, Benedictine now by one. With 18:40 to go in the ballgame. Bryson will have it up on top. Skips it over to the right side. Sullivan will back in, go in, fall away, twist and turn and shoot and score and draw a foul. Nicely done by Aiden Sullivan. He'll get his 6th point of the afternoon, evening now, and he'll be coming to the free throw line with a chance at one more. It is going to be the second foul of the game for Lucas Lyons for the Wildcats. Aiden Sullivan at the line, shoots. Not even close. Hits the back of the rim and kicks way off to the side. Baker comes up with it and quickly transitions into the forecourt. 32-29 BC. Followaway shot off the backboard. No good. Ravens are going to haul it down. Bryson will bring it up court this time. He does not typically do that. And now he will go into the lane. And I don't know how he got that shot to fall. What a play by Bryson LaRue, who was held to only 2 first half points. That has him at 4 in the game. 2 minutes into the second half, it is 34-29. And the two teams have come out a lot hotter in the second half than they had been in the first. Long three-point shot missing. Ravens back up with a 34-29, and here's a shot up and good for 3. Bryson LaRue, and immediately we're going to get a Baker timeout. Ravens on a little bit of a heater, and we're going to take a break. 17:44 to play in the game. Benedictine 37, Baker 29.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hundley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That Hundley Liquor.
Well, so far, this game has been a tale of two different halves. In the opening half, neither team able to do much offensively. Benedictine, 27 points in the first half, and Baker, 24. The Ravens have scored 10 points in the first 2 minutes and 16 seconds of the second half. So in 2:16, they've scored 10. But in the first 20 minutes, they only scored 27. So we'll see if this trend holds and if this game becomes a little more high scoring, a little more typical scoring in the final analysis as this thing unfolds. But right now, Baker taking a timeout, feeling like they have to do something to stop the Raven offensive production. They are down 8, the Wildcats are. And BC has its largest lead of the game, and here's a feed underneath. The shot is up, no, and Aiden is going to be called for a foul on the effort at the rebound. Going to be a couple of free throws for Baker. And at the line, Lucas Lyon. Now, Lucas, a 6'8 junior from Lone Jack, Missouri, hasn't had a free throw yet tonight, and he will miss his first one. He did have 7 points in the first half for Baker. Big guy, got to get one more look at it. It is on its way and way short. Hits the front of the rim and carries right into the arms of Deglin Sullivan. BC will transition into the forecourt. 17 and a half to play in the game. They'll cut into the lane, bring it back out on top. Backdoor pass, Bryson feeds it topside. Shot clock at 12, plenty of time. Driving shot up and good. Deglin Sullivan for two more. And Benedictine has put together a double-digit lead. 11 for Deglin Sullivan. It is 39-29. Benedictine is 17:09 to go in the game. Ravens up 10. Baker outside the block on the right side will spin and turn and shoot and score. That was a pretty play and a lot of traffic by Miles Tucker. So Miles dunks down his 4th point of the game. BC bringing it back the other way. The crowd may be a little smaller than it was. Shot from the outside for Vanderbooty, no good. But it's certainly as enthusiastic as ever. Here's a feed to the right side in front of the Wildcat bench. Can't get a shot away. Raven fits right up in the grill of the shooter. 16:20 to go. Here's a very long three. It is very short. Rebound is going to be bumped out on top. Sullivan will take it. Gets it to Bryson. The uncontested three. Short. And a rebound, pull back down by the Wildcats. Baker will fly into the forecourt on the hands of Alex Gannell. They'll drive down the lane, the shot deflected, the rebound put back up and in. And the big guy, Lucas Lyons, gets a couple of more. He's at 9. 39-33. Baker trying to battle back at 15:50 to go in the second half. We see the Wildcats stay with their player defense. BC will skip it to the right block. Comes back out on top. Vanderbooty over to Bryson. LaRue will go to the free throw line. Step into the lane. Lob it back over into the corner to Jack. He'll pull up for the long two. It's off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound underneath it. Deglin had a defender hanging onto his neck. Falls to the floor, and we're going to get Coach Moody really upset. And I think the official was not very happy, and we're going to have a technical foul on the Benedictine bench. Here's the thing. I get where Coach Moody's coming from. Deglin Sullivan had a defender run behind him, wrapped around, holding him by the neck, drug him to the ground, put him down, and there was no foul called. That game played on. And as the ball was coming back the other way in front of the BC bench, Coach probably shared his frustration with the lack of a call. And Baker will come to the free throw line and fail on the first free throw effort by Miles Tucker. One more shot coming up for Tucker, the 6'2 senior from Ottawa, Illinois. And he will fail both free throws. You'd think you put your best free throw shooter up there for those. And perhaps Miles is that, but he was unable to capitalize on either one of those shots. And at 15:24 to go, it'll be Baker basketball. Now, two officials are having a very animated for officials. Officials usually aren't animated, but this is kind of an animated conversation. Now we're seeing arms thrown around it. One official is coming over to the scorer's table, leaning on it. Another official, not one involved in the calling of the technical, is coming over and talking to Coach Moody. And the official who made that call is completely across the floor down in the corner where the doors where you walk in. Now, he's not even the guy holding the basketball. He's just kind of laying low and hanging out down there. Apparently, they've got whatever it is satisfied and settled, and it'll be Baker basketball at their end line. 15:24 to go in the ballgame. 39-33. Ravens out front. Baker will bring it in. They'll lob it out on top. Shot clock goes to 20. They'll skip it to the outside of the box. Nothing there. The lob way out on top. Nearly gets away from Tucker. Shot clock at 9. Miles will pull up a very long three. That is, again, very short. Rebounding it down is going to be Deglin. Ravens bringing it down the floor, 2-on-2. Sullivan loses the handle, brings it back off on top, kicks it over to LaRue. He misplaced it a little bit, but is able to recover. drives across underneath, comes out on top. Deglin falls away, puts up a three, and nails it. Deglin Sullivan from the outside. It'll be his 14th point, and now Baker, on an effort to try to get into the forecourt quickly, will mishandle the basketball, turn it over, and we're going to get our media timeout. Let's do it. 14:44 to go in the second half in Baldwin City. It's Benedictine 42, Baker 33.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
.44 to play. It is a 42-33 lead for the Ravens. They have been up by as many as 10 at 39-29 a couple of minutes ago. Baker, the first team to come off its side, and you see here they're going to have out on the floor. Going to make a couple of changes. You got Luke McDonald coming out there. I see Cam Tucker on the court. Ethan Veet comes into the game. They're also going to have Eli Obaseki. He has not been in yet in the second half. And they're going to round it out with Jimmy Dorsey. Here comes Benedictine. And the Ravens will have Vince Duca in the game. He will be the lone change for Benedictine coming out of the media break. 42-33, Ravens in front, right in front of the Benedictine bench. You've got Preston Reynolds at the ball. Shot clock down to 7. Gets it to Deglin. Sullivan starts to the right side. Comes back to the left. Goes into the lane. Puts up a little backhand shot. Is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Baker. Wildcats will run down the floor. Go into the lane. Spin. Rotate. Shot up. And it's going to roll. Up and good. Cam Jones, 13 points. 42-35. And we are 14 minutes to play in the game. Baker comes into the game at 9-14, 7-8 in the conference. Benedictine 13-11. They're 9-7 in the heart. And now, as the Ravens come into the forecourt, a dime for the basketball and a Baker player on the floor picking up a foul. It is going to be on Ethan Veet. It'll be his first. Team fouls are now even at 2 apiece. Ravens will EB inbounding it at the baseline. And here's a little pull-up shot. Blocked! Loose on the floor. Wildcats are going to pick it up. LaRue's shot rejected. And again, the students who have stayed, and I would say a third of them are still here. Here's a long three-point shot missing. And a rebound to Baker. The follow shot is going to roll off the rim and go in for Cam Jones. Cam Jones is saving this Baker team, keeping them in the game. Ravens lead by 5. 42-37. 13-13 to play. Harrison Kissling kicked it back. Vander Rudy out on top to Vince. Duca hands it to Bryson. LaRue again to Harrison. Shot clock at 7. The three-pointer online but too long. Rebound, Baker. Wildcats coming up court with the basketball, and Luke McDonald will bring it up the floor. 42-37. Ravens in front, 12:45 to go in the game. Baker right in front of the Wildcat bench. Works it over to the left side. Looks like they may be trying to slow it down. Spanned it away. It's loose on the floor. Going to be picked up by Vander Rudy. He'll race down court. Drive in, go up, gets fouled. Could not finish the play, so he did not get the bucket to go in, but he thinks there should be a goaltend. The official coming up from the backcourt talks to the official who makes the call, and let's see what it's going to be. We're going to have a foul. It is going to be on Jimmy Dorsey, and it is going to be a couple of free throws coming up for Vander Rudy, but not a goaltend, and so a bucket plus one. It will be two free throws as Baker is going to go to the bench, and we're going to get a guy in who we saw last year, we did not see in the first half. Here's a free throw. Yep. So Jack will hit the free throw, getting his ninth point. And into the game for Baker is going to come K.J. Odur. He's a 6'8" senior from Kenya. Vanderudy coming to the line for one more shot. Right side of the lane is going to be Bryson. Left side of the lane is going to be Harrison. Second free throw, got them both. So Vanderudy hits them both. 44-37 Benedictine. 12:20 to go in a little contact. Vanderudy's going to be called for a foul on the floor. And fouls are coming much more quickly. I'm reluctant to say more easily, but I'm thinking maybe more easily as this game has progressed. 12:25 to go. Team fouls are even at three apiece. And Baker will lob it almost to midcourt. McDonald takes it. Now they'll skip it underneath. The little reverse layup is too strong. Reverse layup off the rebound is going to be stripped away in a Benedictine foul. And that's going to be on Vince. So Vince will have his second foul of the game. Free throw right there. That's the first point tonight for Luke McDonald. McDonald coming up to the line. One more shot here. Out of Lisa, Missouri, the 6'3 senior. Free throw. Got it. Well, I'm just trying to do a little math here. So does that mean that he and Bryson were high school teammates? It feels like that's right. I'll do a little investigation about that, but right now, with 12 minutes to go in the game, Ravens have the basketball up only by five. The ball batted away for a moment, and it's going to be knocked out of the hands of Harrison Kissling. We will have a foul on Baker's Ethan Veit. Quickly, it'll be his second foul. Team foul four. Ravens will bring it in at their end. Out on top, it'll come to LaRue. Bryson, going to be defended by Luke McDonald. Comes out on top to Duca. Back over comes to Preston. Goes up, gets knocked to the floor. And we're going to have another Baker foul. That was not one of those fouls this year. You know, was that really a foul or not? That was a take the pegs down, and I'm glad that he springs to his feet and that he's okay with the way he fell hard to the floor and from such a distance. Free throw by Preston is not good. Doing a little bookkeeping, and if you're following with your scorebook at home, as you well should be, it's going to be the second foul of the game on Eli Obiseki. It'll be team foul five for the Wildcats, and the first free throw for Preston Reynolds is not going to go in. He's got one more shot coming. This one is good. He has his fifth point of the night. 45-39, Benedictine. And with 11:51 to go in the game, the Ravens will have multiple switches. Now, wait a minute. Coach Moody's like saying, Bryson, you're coming out. Yeah. Okay, because they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Okay, now they're down to 5. So that's good. Harrison Kissling and Preston Reynolds. You're going to have Aiden Sullivan back into the game. You've also got Declan Sullivan and Jack Vanderudy. So there's your Raven 5. 11 and a half to go in the ball game. Ravens up 6. Baker with the basketball right in front of their bench. The drive to the right side of the lane. Tied up there. The feet to the free throw line. The big man sidestep the defender. Puts a shot on its way. Rims out. No good. Rebound tipped out. Jack pulls it in. Up with it will come Declan Sullivan. And the Ravens are back into the forecourt on offense. Top side. Preston. To the left side. Vanderbilt. He'll start to the wing. Brings it back out between the circles. Kissling's going to take it there. Dumps it over to Preston. He'll pass up the shot. 15 on the shot clock with 11 minutes to go in the game. Ravens with the basketball. Top side. Kissling again passes up the long shot. 7 on the shot clock. Back out on top, Kissling. He will go this time off the window. Doesn't hit it. Rebound Baker. Dorsey clears the board down, and we're 10:45 to go in the game. Baker has the basketball, trailing by a half dozen. From the right side, the three, up and in. Jimmy Dorsey, he's had a couple of second-half three-point shots, has 10 in the game, and it's 45-42, that once 10-point lead. Cooper Benedictine has been trimmed to three, a single possession advantage. And the shot by Deglin from the left side is good for two. Deglin Sullivan. What's he got now? 16, it looks like. 47-42. And we are just about three quarters through. We're going to get a media timeout now. The next dead ball as we go inside 10, and that's going to be it with a traveling call on Baker. We're taking a break. 9:59 to play in tonight's men's college basketball game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. It's Benedictine 47, Baker 42.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, I've never seen a dancer team and a dance team with a backup from Neil Diamond, but I guess where there's a will, there's a way, right? 9:59 to go to ball game. 47-42, Benedictine in front on the road here tonight. For the Ravens up next, with three games left in the regular season, it is a Saturday afternoon trip to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and a matchup at Mount Mercy. You'll hear those games the Saturday, ladies game at noon, and the guys game at 2, Benedictine at Mount Mercy. Right now, though, for the Ravens out on the court, we put it playing in the backcourt by Preston Reynolds. He'll bring it into Deglin Sullivan. You got Harrison Kissling out there, Aiden Sullivan, and over in the far corner, kind of hiding out over there, Jack Vanderwoody. Ravens up the floor, back on offense. Here they go. Preston starts to the right side. Sends out on top to Harrison. Back to comes to Preston. He will go in. Nothing doing. Comes off on top. Now Aiden on the court once, twice, twists, turns, leans, falls away, shoots, draws the foul. Couldn't get it to go down. But it will be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. And the foul is on KJ Odur. His first foul, and the Baker Wildcats' sixth team foul of the second half. Sullivan, free throw does not go in. So Aiden has 6 points. He is 0 for 2 at the free throw line this evening. And Coach Moody is getting set to run a couple of new players in if this shot is good, and it is. So 7 points, Aiden Sullivan. 48-42 Ravens. 9:35 to go in the game. Kissling comes out. Vanderwoody comes out. Benedictine's going to get Bryson LaRue and Larry Parker III back out there. They're out there with Sullivan, and Reynolds. 9:20 to go in the game. Baker patiently works the outside. The lob into the middle. Batted away, but picked back up. Hook shot up and no, and rebound. Pulled down by Aiden. Ravens coming up the floor. Down with it quickly, Preston. Gets it behind him to Deglin. He'll try to attack the bucket. Two defenders will step in front of him. The feed will come up to the top. Deglin will cut to the left side, drive into the lane. A runner, no. Rebound, Wildcats. And I'm not sure Baker hadn't shifted to some kind of a little matchup zone on that trip down the court with 8 minutes and 50 to play. 48-42. The pass comes out on top. Now into the lane. In the lane for the longest time. The shot goes up and misses. And again, the Wildcats get it into the big guy. They get it where they want to, but K.J. Odur unable to connect. 8.5 minutes to go. Still a 48-42 Benedictine lead, a two-possession advantage. Bryson skips it down low. Leaning in traffic, the off the window shot, Aiden Sullivan for two. 50-42, 8-10 left. Now Baker goes to the left side. We'll see if the Wildcats get a little more antsy, get a little more aggressive offensively. Now down eight again. The shot, blocked. Rebound, Baker has it on top. Nine on the shot clock, eight on the shot clock. At five, pulling up for a long-range shot, and my goodness, they'll put it in. That was a fantastic shot as time was about to get away by Miles Tucker. 50-45. 7.5 to go. BC driving in, the feet across, the shot blocked, and no foul called. Back up it will come the Wildcats. 7:20 left. Another really long three. That one is an air ball. It did hit the bottom of the net as it went out nearly out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to save it. And on the other end of the court, we're going to get the goaltend, and we're going to get a foul on top of it as Bryson LaRue is still on the floor. Trailing the play up the floor, coming from behind, Miles Tucker launches himself. He's got tremendous athletic ability. Blocks the shot. And I think they're going to give the Ravens the bucket. As Deglin will get credit for that off the goaltend. And I think there's going to be a free throw coming up. But right now there's going to be a timeout. And I think they're going to sort this out a little bit. And we're going to let them do it while we take a break. We're getting late in the ballgame. 7:15 to play in tonight's men's game. Time out of the court where it is Benedictine 52, Baker 45.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Let's set the stage a little, shall we? 7 minutes and 15 seconds left to play in this men's college game. It's a 52-45 Benedictine lead. And a game that started off very, very low scoring. It was 27-24 at halftime. These two teams have already eclipsed those numbers. There will be no free throws coming up. The goaltend will give the bucket to Deglin. And as the Ravens go up seven, Baker puts it in play and comes up court with the basketball. And we're down to 7:05 to go. All the way around and back underneath and cutting back into the middle. The pass on top, knocked away by the Ravens. Stolen by Deglin Sullivan. He will move into the fourth quarter. The Ravens are going to run their offense, and they can start getting patient. They can start looking for the shots they want. They can take their time and enjoy a little bit of this seven-point lead. Not the lead they'd like to have, but a lead they are happier to have than not. Shot clock gets down to 10. Here's Preston. Goes in. Goes up. Can't hit the driving layup. Baker coming back the other way. Quickly to the right side. It's going to be Cam Jones. They'll take it off on top. Three-point shot. Airborne. No. Rebound. Preston Reynolds. Jimmy Dorsey couldn't hit the shot. Reynolds clears away the rebound. And Benedictine back up the floor. And I'm going to tell you what. Preston Reynolds, tremendous athletic ability. He's got leaping skills. And he gets way upstairs for those boards. 6:10 left in the game. 13 of the shot clock. Here's Bensay to the free throw line. The backdoor pass for Bensay, stolen. So Preston will turn it over. He tried to kick it back to Bensay. Now the drive will go into the lane. The bucket is going to be up. It's good. It's a plus one. And Cam Jones kind of taking a little victory lap. After he hits the shot, he walks away and walks down to the baseline and walks up in front of the crowd, just kind of enjoying the moment. That will be the second foul of the game by Preston Reynolds, and an opportunity, and a big opportunity for Baker. And Cam Jones. Cam is a good shooter. He's, what, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line. 17 points. That free throw does not go in. And the Ravens will rebound it down. It is 52-47. 5:50 to play. That is still a long, long time. Harrison Kissling into the lineup now for the Ravens. Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwoody, LaRue, and Aiden. Back door, Preston throws it down with two hands. Reynolds with the two-hand stuff. 54-47, Benedictine. 5.5 to play. Baker down the floor, pushes it off on top. Jimmy Dorsey back over to the left side, spinning into the lane. The ball nearly stolen away. Comes back on top to Dorsey, over to the right side. Can also put up a three and hit it. For his first bucket and first points of the game, Alex Gunnell's picked a big shot to knock that one down. The 5'11 junior from North Kansas City High School. It is 54-50. We are 5 minutes exactly to go. Ravens for three. Count it for LaRue. Bryson's second three. He had only 2 in the first half. He's already got 8 in the second. So Bryson, double-figure scoring with 4:40 to play. We're due a media break. 57. That was a three-point shot. 57-50. From the outside, the shot. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. And suddenly, you notice in the gym, you hear in the background, that's exactly right. You don't hear anything in the background. The Baker crowd has gotten very, very quiet. At 4:20 to play. BC over to the left side. Bryson Pippen with the left foot. Spins 360. Brings it back out on top where Kissling will work his way over to the elbow. Looking into the middle. And wants to get it to Preston. No room there. Comes to LaRue. Between the circles, Bryson now cuts down the left side of the lane. Stops above the block. Comes out on top. Harrison back over to Jack. He's open. He shoots. He missed it. 4 minutes to go as Baker comes down with a rebound. Ravens still up 7. Miles Tucker brings it down, dumps it over to the right side. Dorsey looks into the middle, finds no room, comes out to Cam Jones. Here's a long shot and buried from deep, deep, deep on the left side by Gunnels. And suddenly, a guy who had done nothing in the early part of the ball game has hit 2 big three-point shots. And on the look of the rebound, Benedictine has got a player on the floor, and we're going to get a timeout. And they're going to help Ben stay off as he looks like he's got an ankle they're going to look at. We got a break. 3:44 to go in the ball game. It's going to be a really exciting finish. Time out of the court. Benedictine 57, Baker 53.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
And it's 44 seconds to play in tonight's game. Benedictine leading it 57-53 for the Ravens. Just kind of looking through the old score sheet here. They have hardly trailed in the game. 14 minutes to go in the first half. They were down 4. By 13 minutes in the first half, they had tied the game and have not trailed since 13 minutes to play in the first half. So they have forced Baker to, as we say, push that rock up the hill for the vast majority of the game. And now coming out of the timeout, Ravens are being in control of the basketball. Aiden Sullivan has come back in. So for BC, got your starting five back out there. Vanderwoody sidesteps the defender, goes for the three, and will score it. Vanderwoody from outside. Third three of the game for Jack. 60-53 Ravens. 3:20 to go for Baker. Every possession, huge. The drive and the running shot up the left side. And another bucket for Alex Gunnels. Where has this guy been all night? After doing nothing in the first half and nothing in the first 15 minutes of the second half, he has exploded for 8 And the Ravens back down the floor, up five. Out on top. The feed comes in the middle. Sullivan over to the left side. And Preston shot, but wait. Before the ball got kicked out, Aiden Sullivan has been fouled. That will be team foul 7 for the Wildcats and for Benedictine. And Aiden Sullivan, it'll be coming to the free throw line for that. 1-1. Yes, kids, the 1-1. So Aiden's going to come up there. He has not had a great free throw night. He is 1 of 3. First one is big. Missed it. Rebound. Baker. Benedictine by 5 with 2:40 to go. And Alex Canales brings it into the forecourt. Comes out of top Miles. Tucker gets it away to Dorsey. Running a little motion now. They'll take it to the free throw line. Cam Jones with his back to the rim. Brings it off on top. Gets it back over to Tucker. Shot clock at 8. At 7, at 6, the feed to the left, the very long 3 is drained from way, way outside on the left edge. Jimmy Dorsey has hit 3 second half 3-point shots. It is now 60-58. The Ravens lead by 2 with 2:10 to play. This thing coming down to the wire. Over to the right side, it's going to be LaRue. Out on top, Van Der Rude. He gets grabbed and thrown to the floor. That was like some kind of a safety coming across and hitting a receiver on a 9 route. Put him on the ground. The good news is the players maintain their composure. And Jack Van Der Rude coming to the free throw line. And again, it is going to be the 1-1. That'll be team foul 8. The foul is only going to be the second of the game for Jimmy Dorsey. And Van Der Rude at the line. Front half of the 1-1 coming up. It is on its way and good. So the Ravens go up 3. One more free throw would be huge, making it a 2-possession lead with 1:58 to go. Both coaches on their feet. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Baker. It is 61-58. Baker down the floor, way up top side. It's going to be Lucas Lyons between the circles of Tucker. You got to be really worried about Gunnels. He has had the hot hand. He'll back away. Gunnels goes 3, short. Rebounded off the floor. Here's Deglin, knocked away from behind. Gets it away to Bryson. He will drive and shoot and score LaRue for a pair. Bryson, 10 of the second half. Benedictine goes up 5. Falling away from the left side. Shot is up and short. Rebound tipped around. Pulled down again by Deglin. He'll have it knocked out of his hands. No foul called. And on the other end of the floor, as the layup goes up, it is a foul called on Preston. Preston Reynolds picks up the foul. It'll be his third. And with 1:15 to go in the ball game, coming to the free throw line for Baker will be Miles Tucker. Now, Miles has been pretty good. Got 7 points, but he missed his only 2 free throws of the game. And this one is going to miss. Hits the front, kicks away. One more free throw coming up for Miles Tucker. That is, by the way, Benedictine team foul 6. So both teams are going to be shooting shots for this last 75 seconds of the game. 63-58, Ravens by 5. This one, good. 63-59. Benedictine by 4. And again, 1:15 to go. BC will walk it up, and Declan Sullivan gets it across midcourt over to the right side. 20 on the shot clock, and 1:05 to go in the game. Declan just standing out here, just bouncing the ball. The defense not pressuring him. 12 on the shot clock. Now Bryson will take it, left wing, hits it to Preston, 6 on the shot clock, Preston backing in, drives into the lane, hooks, turns, falls away, hook shot, up short, rebound Baker. Wildcats with the basketball, 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. Baker into the forecourt, Coach Julie calls a timeout, let's do it. We're taking a break, what a finish we've got in store, with 40 seconds left here in Baldwin City. It's been a Jackson 63, Baker 59.
Up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Well, for Raven fans, it is no surprise that Benedictine will have their starting five out of the court. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody. Deglin Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan with. Now the ball coming in, and we're at 35 seconds to go. Baker with the basketball. They'll pull up. It's three. Air ball. Rebound pulled down by Preston Reynolds, and he's immediately fouled deep in the backcourt. After being absolutely white hot down the stretch, Baker pulls up for the three. And of all people, Canales, who's been hitting shot after shot late in the game, that one goes completely over the rim, does not draw iron, caught on the fly by Reynolds, who is immediately fouled in the backcourt. It'll be team foul 9, Baker. That means Preston shooting for the last time for the Ravens, a 1-1. It is up. It is off the rim, rolling, and it goes in. Preston Reynolds' shot, it was bouncing and bounding around. And that's what happens to good shooters. Shots go in. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Wildcat. So the Ravens are up 5. 64-59. 25 seconds left. They've got to get a shot up in a hurry. Over to the right side. The drive across the rim. The feed to the corner. The fall away three. No. The Ravens are going to have the ball in play from the backcourt. As that miss goes out of bounds. And Baker's making a lot of changes. Benedictine is going to bring Harrison Kissling into the game. So they're going to take out a 5 and bring in another guard. And Harrison gets fouled in the backcourt with 17 seconds left. Baker had gone to the bench, and they have brought in Ethan Feats, the senior guard out of Coffeyville. And he was in for one purpose only, to give him an extra pair of good hands and somebody who could afford to commit a foul and would have been able to very quickly make that happen, exactly what he did. And Benedictine up 5 as Harrison Kissling coming to the line. 17.3 left. The shot rolls out. No good. So Kissling, the Sunrise Christian Academy grad out of Olathe, Kansas, a 6'3 sophomore, not able to hit the front half. But it is a 2-shot foul now. As Ravens in the double bonus. Kissling will eye this one up. Sends it. Gets it. It is now 65-59. We're going to get another timeout. Coach Dooley going to take a break. Going to set the course for the final moments of the game. Timeout, 17.3 to go in the game. Benedictine 65, Baker 59.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Okay, here we go with 17.3 to play in the ballgame, and Benedictine leading it by a half a dozen. Baker will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. The Ravens are going to want to see them put the ball on the floor right away and get the clock rolling, and they will. Quickly, racing down the forecourt. In front of the Baker bench, out on top, a very long three, very wide to the left side, not even close. Rebounded deep in the corner. Baker's going to keep it alive. They'll kick it over to the right side. A wide open look for three. Buried. A good look. Jimmy Dorsey, his fourth three in the second half. And we're going to get another timeout. We will keep it here this time, Joseph. We're down to the last 3.6 seconds left. And for the Ravens, did they want to give up that shot? No. But if you're going to give up that shot, you want to give it up having taken some time off the clock. And they ran that thing from 17.3 down to 3.6 seconds left. It is 65-62. And if you're Baker, I don't know. I'm no coach, so I don't want to underestimate the strategy, but you'd think stealing the inbound pass and if not committing an almost immediate foul would be kind of the order of the day right now. Again, with very little time left, Baker would need to commit a foul. The Ravens would need to miss two free throws. And the Baker would have to go the length of the court with about 3 seconds left and hit a three to send it to overtime. And you would feel like that is, that's got to be their most likely option. And even at that, that's a stretch. That's a tough, tough series of tasks to try to complete. And Benedictine will go back to the same five. You're going to have Harrison Kissling out there with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vander, Rudy Deglin, Sullivan, and Bryson LaRue. So basically, it's a five-guard team out there for the Ravens right now. I'm going to call that five guards. I would trust any one of them to bring the ball up. Here it comes in immediately to Jack. It's going to be stripped out of his hands, and they're going to say a foul by Baker. The whistle is going to be on Cam Jones. It's only his first foul. It is quite inconsequential. What is important is that the Ravens are going to put Jack Vanderwoody at the free throw line. He is 3 of 4 today. His four teammates are behind him. Four Baker players line the lane. The first of two free throws, perfect. And one Baker player is standing back at the top of the key in the backcourt. That's going to be Tucker. Second free throw. Barely moves the net as it falls to the bottom. The Ravens go up five. Baker with the ball. 1 second. Ravens are going to let him have it. The shot misses. Final score tonight. It's Benedictine 67. Baker 62. And we'll be back to summarize it for you. And I'm going to encourage you to stick around. We'll have a chat with Coach Moody when we return to Baldwin City, Kansas after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Hey, welcome back to the Collins Center. We're here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, where tonight Benedictine completes a road sweep over the Wildcats. The BC Guys winning it moments ago, 67-62. Stick around with us. We're hoping to get a chance to visit with head coach Ryan Booty. He's going to have a lot of people who are here. Here's what happens. A lot of fans from the Kansas City area, many of those who will be a week from Saturday down in Olathe watching BC on a Saturday night wrap up the regular season. A lot of them come here because it is not that far down 35 Highway and kind of cut straight across to Baldwin City. So we get a lot of fans from the KCK and KC, Missouri areas to make a trip down here, so you'll have many people to visit with. Let's recap that scoring for you. First of all, for Baker, man, Cam Jones came in. He had just a fantastic game. How about his 17 points, hitting half of his shot, 6 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 8, and a double-double on top of it with 12 rebounds. Cam Jones, a big night for the Wildcats. Also for Baker, Jimmy Dorsey had 14. Lucas Lyons with 9, 8 in the ballgame for Miles Tucker. Gunnell got hot in the second half, ended up with 8 points. Luke McDonald, 4, and Eli Obaseki, the last 2 for Baker. How about for Benedictine? Kind of hard to pick out who's going to be the high scorer here when you got two guys deadlocked, 16 apiece for Jack Vanderwoody and Declan Sullivan. So 16 for Jack, 16 for Deglin, and hot on their heels, Bryson LaRue with 14 tonight for Benedictine. Aiden Sullivan, 9 this evening. Preston Reynolds with 8, and the final 4 for Benedictine belong to Harrison Kissling. And the Ravens, well, a big win for them as they will improve their record. They go to 14-11. They are 10-7. In conference play, and right now you're in a point in a very jammed up kind of a conference where what from like 4th to 9th or 10th or 11th, or maybe a day or two ago there were 2 games separating 8 spots in the middle of the pack. So continuing to win and continuing to put yourself in the upper half of that, huge. It's a big win for BC on the road here tonight at Baker. The Ravens this evening, well, in the first half, you know, 37% from the field, but they improved that as the game ends. They're over 43% from the floor, hitting 35% from three-point range and 56%, 9 of 16 at the free throw line, missing a couple of shots down the stretch that might have made it a little less frantic. For Baker, they were struggling in the first half, and they also improved as the game went on. Ended up 23 of 60, 38% from the floor, and ended up 27.6% three-point shooting and 8 of 16 at the free throw and hitting half of their free throws. But Baker in the first half, 1 of 12. They started off 8% from outside. So that means in the second half they were in 7 of 17, according to my numbers, and 7 of 17, pretty good shooting in the second half. BC forced Baker into 10 turnovers, turning it over only 8 times themselves. That's not too bad. And the rebound numbers, 40 for Baker, 38 for Benedictine. So pretty similar numbers up and down for these two ball clubs. So for the Ravens, again, a big win. And for Benedictine, the season comes down now to 3 more games. The next one up is going to be Saturday. It'll be on the road, noon for the ladies. And the guys at 2 o'clock, Benedictine is going to be at Mount Mercy up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, Coach. You sneak up on me. I never know which way around here, which way you're going to show up. If you're coming from the east or the west or It's kind of hard to say. Are you in there?
I'm in there.
All right, Coach Moody. First of all, congratulations, man. That was a hard-fought win against the team. Baker wanted to win this tonight. They won.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baker, I mean, Baker's a much different team than the first time we played him. I mean, Sean's done a great job of, they're all new. You know, I mean, like, he lost 11 seniors off last year's team, and their only returning junior transferred out. So, I mean, their defense has gotten way tougher and way better through the course of January and February. We knew it was going to be a dogfight. Both teams are really dialed into taking away the paint. Excuse me. And so we knew it was going to be a battle like this. We were not surprised at all. They won two tough road games. Had the offensive player of the week last week in Tucker. Thought we did a great job on him. But this one's about toughness. I mean, I loved how tough and physical we played after Saturday's kind of, you know, we kind of got our tails kicked in on Saturday a little bit and had a chance to mope. But those guys got back to work this week, and we were prepared. I thought the guys did a great job. Coach Peer did a good job, and Coach Rieschel on the game plan. And the guys were prepared, and they grinded this one out in a hostile environment. Great crowd for Baker, and I thought a great crowd for us. We had a great crowd here for us. So, you know, like I said last time I talked to you, Tom, right now they all matter. I mean, every possession, everything that happens in this game matters to where we end up and trying to reach our goals and get to where we want to go. So I'm proud of our guys tonight. Physical battle that went our way.
Super low scoring, I felt like, in the first half of the game. Was that part of the plan, or is that just kind of what happened?
That's just two good defenses going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just two defenses that know, you know, I mean, it's the heart. I don't know if we're the best league in America in NAIA basketball, but I tell you what, the coaching and the defense and the players are as good as anybody. And it's just two teams that knew what the other guy was going to do. So it comes down to execution. You know, we put a couple things in, honestly. We put a couple things in Monday and Tuesday that Baker had not seen for that intent, for that exact reason, because they're just so well coached and dialed in. So low scoring, but, you know, I mean, low scoring game. You know, it's also February. I think both teams combined for 4 for 24 from three in the first half, you know, and then we told our guys, you know, keep firing away. You get open looks. We trust, you know, you've worked as hard as you have in your career on the rhythm and the routine of making threes. And we came out in the second half and banged a few in.
As part of the deal this time of the year, you down to three games left. We got to talk about that in your last home game coming up middle of next week, but is it part of the game plan and part of the deal getting ready for the games that you know that 20-some games into the year, there's got to be a little fatigue for the guys, for you, for everybody involved. And, you know, you got to kind of pace them and keep them in good shape, yet get them ready. I mean, that's kind of a tough balance.
Yeah, I don't worry about being in shape this time of year, Tom. I mean,
yeah,
for them, I should be in better shape. But, you know, it is so physical out there, and defenses are so good in transition that, you know, there's not a lot of, like, up and down. It is a half-court grind this time of year. I mean, that game was played for the most part, except for a couple plays by Deglin and a couple plays by their point guard. This game was played in the half court. And I think that we did a really good job of executing. You got to execute your stuff. You got to be able to finish through contact. And I thought we did a good job of that. Are we have a fire alarm, or what do we got going on?
Yeah, we got the air blower. We use the, you know, we use the weed whacker over there to clean out the popcorn.
Clean out the popcorn.
Exactly. I'm taking that home, by the way. They're supposed to bag it up for me, and I'll drive that up in a little bit. So now, Saturday, really long road trip.
Yeah.
There's no joy in going to Cedar Rapids. I mean, it's so far away. But
Look at it the other way. You know, I mean, I just told our staff, and I even told our guys, I mean, you know, this is a hard-fought game. It's close. It's nice. But now we got 2 days to get rest. You know, Deglin Sullivan's battling a little cold and got popped in the nose last game. You know, so, like, he's pretty beat up. They're all beat up right now. So tomorrow is kind of our recovery day. We'll get on the bus. They don't have to worry about class. They can relax on the bus. We'll eat a couple of good meals. We'll have a short practice up there at Mount Mercy on Friday night. But it's all about getting their bodies right for Saturday. And a team that we owe one. Mount Mercy got us at our place. They're extremely talented on offense. They have three guys averaging over 20. We're going to have to really grind to slow them down, and we're going to have to be able to play at their pace. So just it's about rest, you know, and we've got that routine of going up there. We go up Friday morning and get up there Friday night, get ourselves ready to play at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
And then we got to make sure and promote this, and we're going to keep doing it, like, feed on this. One more home game left in this long schedule, and it's going to be a week from tonight up in the Nolan Gym. And, man, the fans, they got to get up there, see Park, but mainly see this Ravens team as they, you know, as they make a surge for the end.
Yeah, I mean, we're grinding. I mean, the guys reset their goals this week, you know, and we put up, what do you want to get done? And they said, we want to win 17 games. Well, that means you got to win out. You know, they said that we want to host. I think we're sitting in sixth or something in the points rating system. You know, you win out, you give yourself a pretty good chance to bump up to fourth. You might need some help with some other teams, but all those guys above us are playing each other the next couple weeks too. So, you know, we reset our goals. We're excited. We got the game, our last home game Wednesday against Park. This team's fun to watch. You know, if we can keep them fresh, they'll guard. Park will be a heck of an opponent on Wednesday. We're going to focus on Saturday, but we'd sure love to see as many people from Ashton out there on Wednesday night for our last home game of the year.
And I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, so we're not going to fool with it now, but one of these days soon, I'm going to have you explain to me this whole new system. Yeah, because it's just like wacky and kind of beyond me.
Do you get it?
No, not behind me.
Do you see it, though? Does that get shared with you? Have you seen the system?
I saw the rankings.
It's essentially an RPI. You know, it's an RPI for, like, you know, we have a national RPI that helps people get into the national tournament. With us playing an unbalanced schedule where you don't play everybody's double, and, you know, somebody could have a lighter schedule, a harder schedule just with the randomness, it finds point values for teams that have winning records, and whether you're on the road or whether you're at home.
It makes me think of the old Krauss system.
Yeah, it's similar. It's just a way it's probably the most fair way when you don't have the same schedule across the board to get the eight teams into the tournament.
I'm going to lobby for the Dunkel system to come back.
Yeah, no, please don't. But, you know, I don't know how long we'll be in it. There's rumors we're going to add a team to the league for next year. They were talking
about that to me early tonight.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we may just be in divisions next year. But anyway, that's where we're at right now. So we're going to try to stay fresh and get ourselves ready to play on Saturday.
Coach, congratulations. It was a good one for you and the team, and we will look forward to Saturday's game.
Yeah, it's always nice to sweep Baker. Thanks.
You got it.
All right.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and he stole the Thunder. Ravens with a sweep. Great night for BC. Tomorrow night, Gus and I are going to be with you at Sports Look, right after Brian Higgins' evening report. And then, of course, Saturday, BC basketball, ladies at noon, and the guys at 2. I want to thank you for having joined us. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, man in the fort, back at the K Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch here in Baldwin City. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.